That was Pertnir Sandstone. The song was called Needle and Thread, and it's off of their album Needle and Thread, and it seems like just the most appropriate song to have on before we talk about the Fiber Festival. Quick note, though, Pertnir Sandstone is our Center Stage Minnesota concert tomorrow night at the Rife Center, and I believe there are like 10 to 15 seats left, so if you want to go to rifecenter.org and secure your seats to make sure you have a spot. So speaking of needles and thread.
Oh, I use needles all the time.
So that's Bonnie Lundorf. She is one of the organizing forces behind the Creative Spirit Fiber Festival in Bemidji that'll be going on this weekend. It began in 2014, so we're now in the sixth year. And like I said, it starts Friday evening. What's going to happen this weekend?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Well, the Fiber Festival started 6 years. This is our 6th year, so it started 5 years ago as kind of the brainchild of Laurie Fréchet-Dané, who is the executive director of Watermark, and I are friends. And we started talking about how knitters have knitting things and quilters have quilting retreats, but nobody does an event where it's all inclusive of all things fiber arts. So, and we wanted a day where people could dabble. And if they wanted to learn a specific little technique, they could do that and not have to have a lot of materials. They didn't have to bring anything. And so Creative Spirit was born. Mm-hmm. And since then, Lori's been able to write some grants for us. And this year, Region 2 gave us a grant. It's a cultural traditions arts grant, and it's an education grant. And so what we're doing is Friday night, we'll be able to have some classes. And the grant has allowed us to bring in some teachers and have more in-depth classes. And so we're having a Hardanger class, which is a traditional Norwegian technique. And Roz Watnemo, who is the original owner of place called Nordic Needle in Fargo. She had it for 39 years, and she's from Foston, or north of Foston, and she's going to be doing a Hardanger class. And we have Carrie Tabor, who is going to be doing traditional porcupine quilling on birch bark, and I'm going to be doing rug hooking. And Karen Forbes is going to do cavendoli, not spinning like she just talked about. And we are also going to have, a knitting class. And that's kind of a little more in-depth. Like I said, all the classes are 4 hours. We only have openings in the knitting class right now. All the other classes on Friday night are full.
Okay.
But then Saturday, there's a whole menu of classes. You pay $10 to get in, and you get to win lots of door prizes. And we have free coffee and cookies. And 14 vendors, fiber arts related vendors. We have hand dyed wool people or yarn people. We have a couple of quilt shops. We have a woman who has these heritage sheep down by Rochester, Trudy Delich, and she's coming up and doing a talk on her sheep. They're the sheep that George Washington brought over so he could have warm mittens and things.
So they're descendants of those sheep?
They're descendants of those sheep.
Wow.
So she's going to be talking about her fiber. And Nancy Schmidt, our very own Nancy Schmidt from West Mary Naturals, my neighbor, is going to do a soap felting class. She'll have a booth, but she will also be doing a class. You can actually make a bar of felted soap.
Okay, Maggie and I were talking about this earlier before we were talking about this right now. So you're talking about a little felt thing that you put your soap inside.
No, actually, you take a bar of soap and you take roving, which is what wool is, yarn is before it gets spun into yarn. It's just fleecy and soft, and you wrap it around soap, a bar of soap, and then you manipulate the fibers with hot water and your hands, and you create this bar of soap that's exfoliating and kind of a scrubby, and it just gets more felted as you use it.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful.
We could all use that right now in the winter with all of our dry, flaky skin.
And we'll have a beginning crochet class, and we will have peg loom weaving. You can learn how to make wool feather trees by just cutting strips of wool and wrapping it around wire. You can create these really cool feather trees. Brazilian embroidery. The Headwaters Basket Guild is going to do a little class on a woven heart, how to make a woven heart. It's beginner, just kind of a beginner dabbling into weaving, basket weaving. And lots more.
Yeah, people will have their wares on display.
Right, we have 14 vendors that will have their things there, and then all these classrooms. So the doors open at 8:30. You can come in, get a cup of coffee.
This is at the Calvary Lutheran Church.
Yep, Calvary Lutheran Church, just south of Bemidji. The classes start at 9:30, so you have some time to look over the menu of classes and see what you want to go to. It's a first come, first serve. First get in the door. There's a small materials fee for a few of the classes, just like the soap felting, I think, is $5, but then you get to walk away with a felted bar of soap. The crochet class is free. The wool feather trees class is free, and you actually get to make some branches, little wool branches. It goes on and on and on. Oh, a body positioning. Knitters and spinners and weavers and quilters sit terrible. We don't sit well. And so Rita Scholl, who's a massage therapist from Bemidji, is coming and doing a little talk on how we can position our bodies better while we're doing our thing, and some self-help techniques that we can do to relieve the stress on our bodies.
Great.
So we can keep creating.
Because you kind of sit in one spot for a long time when you're working on something.
She says every 19 minutes that you should get up and stretch every 19 minutes. And I know that I've gone for an hour without getting up.
Just get in that zone.
Yeah.
And there you you just keep going. So you talked about how this is, there's just a lot of things to do. And how in the past there's been the quilting event or the knitting event. You do a lot of these different things. I'm wondering what your gateway into fiber arts was.
Oh my gosh. Wow. It started a long, long time ago. I didn't really start to love to create until I was a young mom, I guess. I grew up on a farm just north of Langby, and I was always on the tractor, on my horse, and so I just really didn't do a lot of creating, but my mom sure did, and all my aunts and my grandma, and I suppose watching them, it just was in my head.
Huh, and you run the Willowood Market.
I do. 22 years.
Yeah, so at what point did you realize, I want to be right in the thick of this?
Wow, I don't know. It was so gradual. I wanted to have a place where people could come and feel comfortable creating. And so I started with some fabric for quilting, and boy, it's evolved into needle felting and rug hooking and embroidery. And it's just a fun place to hang out and create.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing it.
I am too.
I mean, the sixth annual now, Creative Spirit Fiber Festival in Bemidji.
Correct. Calvary Lutheran Church, just south of Bemidji on 179. Come for the day. And if you have any questions, Watermark, you can get a hold of Watermark, or you can get a hold of me. And we'll give you all the information you need.
Sure. WatermarkArtCenter.org.
Correct.
And your website?
Oh, boy. WillowoodMarketDesigns.com.
Okay. So those are some places to go. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you for having us. We'll see you Saturday.
Have a great festival.